Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard comes from a new recording dedicated to American composer Lou Harrison and featuring Washington's post-classical ensemble together with violinist Tim Fain and pianist Michael Boriskin. By way of explaining this recording, Joe Horowitz, the executive director of the post-classical ensemble, writes in the liner notes, "The present recording documents twin aspects of Harrison's art, his pioneering role as a composer for percussion, and his pioneering role in integrating Western and Indonesian idioms. The achievements are linked. Western percussion instruments of metal and wood are largely Eastern in origin. The gamelan bred the xylophone." Lots to explore here, and I have a special guest on today's podcast, conductor Angel Gil Ordóñez, whom you will hear right after the next music. But first, here's a bit more of the prelude to Grand Duo for Violin and Piano.
Sometimes an outsider has the clear view. As a Spanish-born conductor, it seems evident to me that Lou Harrison is an American composer who deserves far more world recognition. Like Gershwin, Ives, or Cage, he is the genuine American product. Nowhere else but the United States this music could have been created. No European could possibly have absorbed Asian influence as authentically as Harrison did, creating an inimitable sound and idiom. As music director of post-classical ensemble, I first came to Harrison via his piano concerto, like the concerto for violin and percussion, an American masterpiece. Post-classical ensemble is proud to celebrate the Lou Harrison centenary with this city.
Thank you.
In my opinion, his concerto for violin and percussion is one of the most extraordinary concertos composed by an American. Its influences range from the Alban Berg concerto to Chinese opera, gamelan, and Indian raga. Harrison was an apostle of world music even before anybody would use that term. Written for a group of five players, they use non-traditional percussion instruments like flower pots, brake drums, coffee cans, washtubs. The concerto is in the usual three movements with a solo cadenza. The first movement is the one more influenced by gamelan. There is a beautiful instruction by Harrison in the central section. Here, the orchestra should finely shimmer and glitter while the violin chants. The third movement is a virtuosic stampede, much influenced by traditional Indian music. Harrison acknowledged with pride the influence of Alban Berg's violin concerto of 1935 on this concerto. He considered it among the highest musical achievements of the century. He said it really walloped him. The second movement of Harrison's violin concerto is the one with more of Berg's influences. Harrison writes largo cantabile, slow and like a song. A beautiful melody of long and most expressive notes accompanied by soft percussion is contrasted by an intimate violin solo.
Thank you.
The same way Debussy and Ravel were fascinated and greatly influenced by the sounds of the gamelan in Paris Warfare in 1889, Harrison first learned to play gamelan in 1975 when a Japanese gamelan visited Berkeley for a summer institute. By drawing influences from Western and Asian classical traditions, Lou Harrison expressed through his composing that, as his scholar Bill Albers said, everything in the world should be considered a legitimate influence.
Harrison was first exposed to the sound of the Indonesian gamelan at the San Francisco Golden Gate Exposition in 1939 and was one of the first American composers to embrace the sound. In the liner notes, Harrison scholar Bill Albers writes, "The idea of a Western composer doing something like this was very controversial, especially among Western ethnomusicologists. But I never met an Indonesian who didn't welcome such innovations. In the West, however, there's an ongoing debate over whether a Westerner can really appropriate the sound of a former colony such as Indonesia in a non-political, non-colonialist way. Lou's attitude was that everything in the world should be considered a legitimate influence. In Lou Harrison's music, gamelan became more than an influence. The fusion of Western and Eastern music is so complete that we can no longer talk about one culture influencing the other. It is its own thing." Here's a bit of double music that Lou Harrison composed with his good friend John Cage.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Lou Harrison and commentary by conductor Ángel Gil Ordóñez. My thanks to Gil for taking the time to talk to us. This is a fascinating album that seems to reveal more detail every time I listen to it. For anyone interested in Lou Harrison, percussion music, violin music, gamelan music, or the just plain curious, this album is well worth exploring. It features performances by violinist Tim Fain, pianist Michael Boryskin, as well as the post-classical ensemble conducted by Ángel Gil Ordóñez. On a new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.559825, part of the American Classics series. Nothing like a polka to end a podcast, and here is the polka from the grand duo for violin and piano.